And now for the weekend. Today marks the start of the 15th annual Fresno Filmworks Film Festival at the Tower Theater. The three-day event includes several feature-length films, including the political documentary Raise Hell, The Life and Times of Molly Ivins, about the Texas maverick and national political commentator known for her razor-sharp wit. And on Sunday, five film shorts with Central Valley connections. Today in our studio, we have Dr. Mark Lasher. He's the focus of one of those short films, The Clinic, about the free needle exchange and mobile medical clinic he's run in Fresno for about two decades. And on the phone, we have the filmmaker Olivia Shaw. Welcome, both of you. Olivia, let's start with you. You like filmmaking that questions our cultural identities and social systems. One of your desires is to break barriers between people, so it makes sense you did The Clinic. But how did you find it in the first place?
I knew that I wanted to do a film about the opioid epidemic, but I wanted to do one that was focused not so much on the individual overcoming or dealing with addiction, but on a way to move forward and the responsibility of healthcare to move us forward and doctors to move us forward and the institutions of healthcare to move us forward. And so I was reading the Fresno Bee and read an article about Dr. Lasher, and I just thought that the world that he had created at this clinic was totally unique and different from anywhere else I had read about. And then I called him, kind of just cold called him, and he was like, come on down, you know, sort of to see if I could handle it and sort of if I fit in. So I just went down to Fresno and kind of had this amazing experience, and people were so welcoming, and I felt like it was this really unique space that also, if I handled myself correctly, I could really make a powerful film in.
So, Mark, tell us a little bit about the clinic.
Well, everyone that comes to the clinic is an active injecting drug user. The draw to the clinic is that just outside of our mobile bus unit, which is the medical unit, just outside under awnings, is the needle exchange. And Dallas Blanchard heads up the needle exchange. He's been doing that for over 22 years or so, maybe 23 years. And people bring in their used needles and get clean ones that haven't been used. The exchange is open for 2 hours every Saturday from 1 to 3. Medical care goes on for a few more hours because it takes a lot more time. And in that time, Dallas exchanges approximately every week now about 20,000 needles.
The film is kind of a day in the life of this clinic, and the topic is heartbreaking no matter how you look at it, but the film isn't. It's more uplifting. And one of the reasons for that, Mark, is your interactions with your patients. So let's play a clip where you're dealing with someone who's a little testy and you're trying to get some information out of her so you can refer her to
a
dermatologist.
Getting into dermatology clinic, the referral, and say, we'll try to get the closest appointment possible.
I'll call and make an appointment. No.
You won't get in.
Why?
They don't do that.
Dermatology clinics?
They do.
How about just a dermatology clinic?
You have to be referred in. Okay. What's your phone number? Do you have a cell number? Can't refer you. What's your social security number?
I'm not giving you my social security number. What's your social security number?
106.
Oh my god. You can't have the social everybody.
Okay.
What the heck? Seriously?
Yeah. Do you have Medi-Cal?
No, but I qualify for it.
Okay, let's get you signed up for Medi-Cal, because they'll need you.
Can I do that here?
What?
Can I do that right here today?
No.
When do I do that?
Okay, so here's Blackstone. This is Shields.
So there's such a humanity to this film that we're hard-pressed to find on a daily basis. Maybe both of you can speak to that a little bit.
As I see the film and I see what's happening in there, I see that I use my notes as a way that I could, you know, like get into what people are dealing with, but yet not get so close that I feel their pain. And there's a lot of pain, and there's a lot of stuff that people are dealing with, and it's like being in Sherwood Forest. We're out there to help each other, and with our skills, the ones that we have, whether it's feeding those who are hungry, Food Not Bombs just a block away from us, or whether it's putting up housing in Echo Village, all those things. Everyone does their part. This is, I'm trained to to provide medical arts. This is what I'm trained in. This is what I could provide.
Olivia, what do you think about the humanity of this film?
Well, I mean, that it's a great compliment to hear you say that, so I appreciate that. And I mean, that's really my motivation when I make films. The type of films that I make is that I feel like the camera gives me this sort of special ability to kind of break down some barriers that maybe I, as a human being alone, when I'm not making a film, wouldn't in my daily life. Part of the motivation was that this is clearly an issue that's all around us, no matter where we live. But on a day-to-day basis, I'm not able to kind of get deep into what's going on with an individual. And so I felt like this was my chance. And I think that there is something about a camera sometimes, if wielded correctly and respectfully, can really like allow people to open up. And I also thought, particularly in this space, what I found was that people really wanted someone who was going to listen to them without judgment. And I think Dr. Lasher does an amazing job of that. And so I sort of wanted to translate that into the camera. And that was, I think, why a lot of people said they would participate, because I was able to have a conversation with them and learn more before filming.
I like the way you start it with Mark driving the bus, the mobile clinic, to the place where it operates, and then you end it with him driving the bus away. And I'm wondering, what was the reason for that? Why didn't you just stay at the clinic?
Well, I felt like it was such a big part of the reality, I guess, of the space. And I really wanted to show the Central Valley a lot more in the film. And I spent tons of time filming what I believe are these really beautiful landscapes that are around Fresno. And that kind of didn't make it, as you know, that fell away in the editing, sadly. And I have all this footage I really want to use. But I felt like I needed to show the space around as much as possible and kind of show that this was something that he has, I don't know, his little trip to and from the clinic on Saturdays felt like this really important sort of entry point and exit point. And I think he expends so much energy on that day. And I just thought these were really beautiful, quiet moments, like kind of going in and coming home. And when I was filming one of the drives home at night and he took off his gloves while he was driving, I was like, that's the end to the film. Like, I, you know, sometimes when you're filming and you see something happen, rarely, but sometimes you're like, oh, I know exactly where that's going. I kind of like the instinct kicked in a little bit.
Right. It was kind of like almost like bookends.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And bookends are always great for film structure.
And then there was one scene where a kid who shows up with a injury on his head. And he obviously doesn't really belong at the clinic. He belongs in the ER. And you, Mark, you have to go out and kind of rescue him. And I assume that you must have this sort of word of mouth reputation for being a good guy who can be trusted, that sometimes you're put in a bind.
With that fellow, I wasn't, you know, because it was an issue of violence, he got beat over the head pretty bad. And I'm not sure how well you could see, but we were actually stapling up his scalp. And he didn't know very much about what happened to him. And so there wasn't, you know, in my decision making, do I contact the authorities or not? You know, and it just, with him not knowing what happened to him, that made the decision pretty easy for me. It was just take care of the medical issue at hand, get him well, and get him on his way.
Well, my guess is you'd have to have sort of a myopic focus doing the job you do, because the ripple effect of drug use and, I guess, other reasons for coming to the clinic, that's huge. So you're really kind of focusing on just one specific thing. And I think that sort of is where the humanity sort of shows up.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's so many things that, you know, that take place, the family members, you know, like work, not work, living situation, all of that. And no, you just have to deal with what's in front of us. And, you know, like we also deal with the policies, you know, like in our community, you know, like, and sometimes you just have to put that all aside and just deal with the person in front of you. And you're going, okay, we'll deal with those maybe Monday through Friday, or hopefully, but Monday through Fridays are pretty packed.
Well, that intimacy is what the film does so beautifully. So thank you so much for for being here, Dr. Mark Lasher, and thank you so much, Olivia Shaw, for joining us on the phone.
Thank you for covering us and letting people know we're out there, and welcome to our rabbit hole.
The Clinic and other film shorts with Central Valley connections will screen this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Tower Theater. Admission to the shorts is free.